Good morning. This is Commissioner Susan Wiefald, and I'm starting the first. Excuse me. Good morning. This is Commissioner Susan Wiefald, and I'd like to welcome you to the commission meeting today held on the 12th floor of the State Capitol Building. With me today are Commissioners Tony Clark and Commissioners Kevin Kramer, and I'll call on them for opening remarks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin Kramer.
And do we have a motion for the consent agenda?
I move passage of items in the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I have two items in my portfolio today. The first one, SW1. I move the commission issue a notice of paper hearing in its investigation considering whether to adopt certain energy policy standards under the Federal Energy Policy Act of 2005, case number PU06290.
Second.
On August 8th, the Federal Energy Policies Act of 2005 was enacted, and a subtitle of this act amends the Public Utility Regulatory Policy Act of 1979, PURPA, to require each state regulatory authority to consider adopting certain specified energy policy standards. The commission has held a workshop on this matter. We held that this fall, and that was done on October 23rd. And the record was held open following the workshop for receiving additional written comments through November 22nd of 2006. As it says in our order, please take notice that the commission will conduct a paper hearing consisting of an additional opportunity for those interested to file to further comment in writing prior to May 1st, 2007 concerning the issues of this proceeding. And written comments already received will become part of the record. So this is really an administrative order today, just to let people know how the commission is going to be proceeding in this matter. And we'll look forward to receiving additional comments, written comments, by May 1st, 2007, and then have a chance to reevaluate what actions the commission should take on any of the standards, whether we should adopt any or all of the standards under different sections of this act.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. SW2, I move the commission issue a notice of public input session in Otter Tail Corporation's Advanced Determination of Prudence application, case number PU06481, and Montana Dakota Utilities Company Advanced Determination of Prudence application, case number PU06482. Now, on November 14th of 2006, Otter Tail Corporation filed an application for advanced determination of prudence for the company's participation in the Big Stone 2 generation plant. And Montana Dakota Utilities also filed a similar application on November 15th. And Otter Tail and MDU and five other companies are proposing to construct a 650-megawatt pulverized coal energy conversion facility located adjacent to the existing Big Stone plant in Big Stone City, South Dakota. The commission has already scheduled a formal hearing in this matter. Now we are scheduling public input sessions. These will be held on February 5th, 2007 at 7 p.m. in Bismarck, and a second one will be held on February 12th, 2007 at 7 p.m. in Jamestown. And the locations are going to be at the Capitol Building here on this 12th floor in our meeting room. And in Jamestown, the location will be the Stutzman's County Law Enforcement Center at 205 6th Street Southeast in Jamestown. These sessions are not considered part of the technical hearing, and the discussions at the session will not become part of the evidence reviewed by the commission in making its decision. However, the discussions will aid the commission and its staff in identifying areas of concern to the members of the public and help customers better understand this request. And, of course, the public will also be able to participate by connecting to the commission's website, clicking on meetings, and then clicking on the commission live link. We hope that to hear from many different people at these hearings. We understand that this particular matter is of interest to the public, and we're interested in fleshing out the issues that our staff has already identified by hearing comments from the public at these meetings.
The public input sessions also are timed in such a way as to provide an opportunity for interested parties to hear more information and maybe even make a determination that they may want to intervene or not intervene, as the intervention deadline, I believe, is the 15th of February.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That concludes the items of my agenda. Commissioner Kramer.
Thank you. KC1, I move the commission approve Montana Dakota Utilities Company's propane cost of gas adjustment for February 2007, case number PU0711.
Second.
MDU is decreasing its cost of gas adjustment by 76.9 cents per decatherm, which will change the cost of gas adjustment from 1163 to 1086 per decatherm, and that should affect a February bill by lowering the cost of propane gas by about $10 compared to last month and $28.47 compared to February of last year.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. KC2, I move the commission approve Montana Dakota Utilities Company's natural gas cost of gas adjustment for February 2007, case number PU0712.
Second.
MDU is decreasing its cost of gas charge by 75.4 cents per decatherm, which will be applied to natural gas bills during February. This changes the cost of gas charge from $6.61 to $5.86 per decatherm, and for a typical February residential customer, the cost of gas in the bill will be about $9.80 lower than last month and about $57.01 lower than February of last year.
That's big money.
We like that. Mm-hmm. That ends the items in my portfolio.
All in favor.
Have to vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Aye.
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 Commissioner Clark.
Thank you. First item, TC1, I move the commission adopt the order approving performance assurance plan revisions filed by Quest, case number PU0658.
Second.
The performance assurance plan that Quest has entered into is one, as you may recall, that requires Quest to provide certain levels of service to CLEX who lease portions of their network, and this performance assurance plan is governed by some standards which Quest is held to, and periodically the commission and commissions across the Quest region review both the standards, the measurement standards, the penalties that are provided in the performance assurance plan, as well as conduct an audit. So this case had opened up all of those issues for discussion. The order that we are adopting today approves those portions of the performance assurance plan revision that were filed by Quest that had no controversy attached to them whatsoever. There are another block of issues related to performance assurance measures that are still undergoing some negotiation throughout the region. So for those cases, we're holding those particular ones open. And then the third issue is the audit itself, and there are some ongoing audit measures which are taking place right now, and so we're holding that open as well.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
TC2, we're going to hold over for the administrative portion of
just
the agenda.
To admin,
just to admin.
Just
yep.
To admin.
Just to admin.
To next meeting.
Right, and just to discuss some fine-tuning of the issues that are going to be posted in the notice. But the date will remain the same, which is set for March 22nd. TC3, I move the commission adopt the order approving the stipulation filed by Midcontinent Communications and Consolidated Telecom in this proceeding, case number PU06530.
Second.
Midcontinent had filed a petition for arbitration under Section 252 of the Federal Act, had filed it with this commission, and the petition for arbitration was for facilities-based interconnection with Consolidated Telecom, which operates a rural LEC in the southwest portion of North Dakota. Midcontinent's cable provider in that area and was seeking to provide telephone service. When a petition for arbitration is filed, there are a number of shot clocks that start under the Federal Act. What this stipulation, which we'll be approving today, basically holds things as they are and puts an end to those clocks and buys some time for Midcontinent and Consolidated to come to an agreement.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 That ends the items in my portfolio.
We do have an informal hearing coming up this afternoon. At that informal hearing, we're going to have two interesting topics. The first one, they both involve NSP. The first one involves an interim rate adjustment for their natural gas case, and the second one involves a green tariff for wind energy that people could sign up to play pay. All right, moving on, are there any questions from the media, I would like to comment for a moment on Senate Bill number 2383, which I feel would create what I would call a energy czar in the state of North Dakota. I do not think this is a good idea. For example, the public meeting that you see taking place today would not be taking place if you had an energy czar in place in North Dakota. Also, I think it would place too much influence by the companies that are regulated on just one commissioner. And also, I'd like to point out that we do have an industrial commission that also meets, that takes care of many different aspects of the state's industry, and that has worked well for years, as well as the State Public Service Commission. So I do not think this bill is a good idea.
I suppose we should step back just for those who may not know the what's contained underneath that particular number. This is a bill put in by Senator Mather and Representative Grucciola, both from Fargo, which would, over the course of a few years, consolidate the Public Service Commission into one commissioner. Now, if there is one person in the state who should probably, for pure self-interest, I suppose, be in support of it, it would be me, because the way it happens to be written, the last person standing would be me, and I would become the, frankly, probably the most powerful elected official in the state of North Dakota, who has kind of a one person, as Commissioner Wiefold said, czar, judge and jury over a large portion of the state's economy. But I don't think it's a good idea. It's a horrible idea. It's probably one of the worst that I've seen this session. The fact is there is a reason that 50 out of 50 states in this country and the federal government and every foreign government that I've seen or know about operates in the same manner when it comes to regulatory policy. It's that there it is too much power to vest in one elected official to give them a fiat authority over what companies can make, what companies can earn, how power plants are sited, things like that. It's just, you could legitimately argue that that one elected official would be, in a very real sense, more powerful than the governor.
I've always felt we were individually and collectively anyway, but I would... I hadn't even thought about that. Actually, I look forward to the debate on the topic. I have to admit as well, at first blush, it looks like it would make North Dakota's ratepayers and citizens the least protected of any in the country, and I don't think we want that. On the other hand, I think that, I know Senator Mather to be a thoughtful guy, and I do look forward to the opportunity to discuss and debate the issue, not just the issue whether there should be one commissioner or three commissioners, but then the issues that surround that, like the important work the Public Service Commission does, and how we conduct that work. I've often said one of the things about being a public service commissioner is that no one knows what you do unless you do it poorly. And bills like this and debates like this do provide an opportunity for us to discuss what it is that we do and why it's important, and not only to the development of the state's energy resources, but the protection of the citizens as well. And so I think, I look forward to the debate and the opportunity to both educate and hear some new ideas.
Do you have any questions?
Well, just to follow up on that, there's a companion piece. It would have to take a constitutional change.
Yes, it would.
To make it a single-person commission.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And it's not one that I'm particularly worried about. I mean, the fact is North Dakota, probably of any of the 50 states, is from a cultural standpoint, from a historical standpoint, tends to favor more dispersed government. I mean, as a constitution, we've always, and the people of North Dakota have always been very suspicious of vesting too much authority in any one person. So it runs contrary to North Dakota's political culture, and
don't like the idea of Czar Clark.
Well, I don't know. Now that you put it like that.
Well, another piece of legislation, Senator Crowder, who has complained about Altel, has a companion piece that he's asking for more public service commission regulation of cell phones.
Yes, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any comment, or have you looked at the bill in any depth, or what do you think about that?
I've just scanned the bill personally, and I have to say that this is not a step that most state legislatures have taken. It would probably make North Dakota the most regulatory environment in the country for wireless. At initial blush, I think what we need to look at is what are people really concerned about and what do they want? Senator Crowder's bill, I think, gets more to the billing practices, customer relationship, contracts, early termination fees, things like that. To be honest, I haven't heard a ton of feedback on that from folks, so I'll be interested to hear the what goes on at the hearing. Most of what I hear from people as I go across the state as we hold public meetings is that they want more cell towers. They want more service. They want improved service. They want different features on their phones, things like that that may be available in some more urban areas and not so much in rural areas. And I don't know that this bill in particular addresses that concern.
I'm curious in looking at other states to see what level of cell phone regulation that they have in the areas that Senator Crowder is proposing, and to see whether any of those measures that he's suggesting may be of help to North Dakotans. And I'm interested in also connecting with the Attorney General's office on this, because they take a number of complaints also about the contracts that people sign for cell phones. So I'm anxious to communicate with them about this to find out what their thoughts are on this particular bill.
Those are great points that both commissioners raised with regard to the harmonization, if you will, of consumer fraud types of issues and, you know, utility regulatory issues, and sometimes they get confused, and so it'll be good in that regard. One of the things I appreciate the opportunity to have these discussions and debates, and that's the beauty of a citizens' legislature that comes together every now and then to put forward good ideas and sometimes bad ideas, but at the very least a lot of ideas that get to be discussed, and a lot of times whether legislation passes or doesn't pass, it leads to good reform. I do worry, though, I tend not to want North Dakota to become a regulatory avoidance area for investment, and that can happen if nobody's entitled to some of these things that that some legislators seem to want to regulate to death. And so the fact of the matter is we may not always like what we get, but we would like it a lot less if we didn't have it. And so we need to guard against that. But I look forward to very thorough discussion and debate of the issue.
Mm-hmm. There's one other bill I just wanted to comment on. That's Brandenburg's bill, Representative Brandenburg's, about if Minnesota puts something like some rates on Xcel, for example, about energy produced in Minnesota, that they have customers in North Dakota, that it would prohibit them from getting a rate increase based on what Minnesota does. I know that's a pretty bad explanation of it.
It's pretty fair explanation, actually.
At the present time, the commission has the ability to make a determination of whether or not it would allow those costs. This would prohibit the commission from making that from considering those costs.
And in some cases, the commission has made that decision. I don't know if this would exactly fall into it, because as I recall, Representative Brandenburg's bill deals with environmental costs that go above the federal standards. But, for example, there was a particular program that Minnesota had mandated on Xcel, and it had to do with, I think, chipping into some different environmental-type projects around the state of Minnesota, and the commission declined to pass those costs on to North Dakota ratepayers at that time. This would mandate that happens.
And I understand and share some of Mike's frustrations with regard to Minnesota. Minnesota has this culture and strong tendency to impose environmental and other types of mandates, whether through MERP or other mandates of requiring an Xcel Energy, for example, to buy 450 megawatts of power from an Excelsior plant or some other project that or program that makes Minnesota very parochial. But the three of us are here, and whoever else would serve in this capacity, whether it's one or three people, to protect North Dakota consumers from unnecessary costs. But I certainly must say I sympathize a great deal and share in Representative Brandenburg's concerns about that. And quite honestly, I'm glad that he's got the bill in and introduced, and that the debate is going to take place, as I understand it, this afternoon when we're up here doing other things, having our informal hearing with Xcel Energy. I guess I look forward to the discussion and hope that some good can come of it all.
Mm-hmm. There's just one other quick issue, and mm-hmm. it's not legislative, but Minnesota Power's got the wind farm up here in New Wilton.
Right.
And they've introduced, they said they want to add more towers.
Actually, not in Wilton. It would be added in Center.
At Oliver.
Minnesota Power.
Oliver County.
Oliver County. It's the one that's up by Center now that went, I believe it's already active, mm-hmm. the one that is the close to 50 megawatts. And now they'd be adding another approximately 48 megawatts, another 32 towers to that facility near Center.
Do you have to look at that at all? Or
not unless there's any, not unless there's any transmission issues involved. That particular plant is still under 100 megawatts.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Whether it's two or one.
Whether it's 99 or 98, it's still under 100 megawatts, so the commission then does not have jurisdiction to look at that facility, mm-hmm. which could be why it's sized that way.
I suspect that even the 48, I suspect they would argue anyway that's a second plant, not one in the same. But at any rate, either way, it's under the jurisdictional threshold of the commission. Although we did have a wonderful hearing last week down in Ashley on the Tatanka transmission facility that's located down there, that it will bring that combined North Dakota, South Dakota wind farm electricity to market. So a lot of interest, obviously, down there. We had a mm-hmm. packed courtroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if there's no Anything further else? Questions, then we'll come back together at 25 minutes to 11 for our admin. 10-minute break.